Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. Is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Milievsky is with us. He's our new friend, soon to be old friend though. He's got some stuff to teach us. We're going to get him back again another day. He's the founder and CEO of Snoopwall Incorporated. Snoopwall.com is the website. We're talking about cybersecurity and the fact that you, small business owner, are in the crosshairs of the bad guys, the cyber bad guys. This is a growing industry. If you and I weren't if we hadn't been raised right, Gary, we'd be bad guys because they're making so much money.
You said it. Would you believe, according to World Bank, cybercrime this year just surpassed drug crime as the largest form of crime worldwide, $600 billion in cybercrime.
10 years ago, it was $63 billion.
I
remember those numbers. That's tenfold in 10 years. And as you say, it's going to be $6 trillion in a handful of years. All right. So now your answer is encryption, right?
You got it. I mean, if you can, and this is why sometimes I have battles with folks in the government, FBI, and others saying, "Look, strong encryption is good for national security. It's good for America." Remember the San Bernardino bad guys' iPhone that the FBI wanted to crack into?
Yep. The Apple phone,
there's a tool from Israel called Cellebrite that breaks into that phone in a matter of minutes. And they could have got a hold of it for $800, but that's a separate issue because the phone had a vulnerability. But if you were to weaken encryption, it's like you and I driving around in 1976 Ford Pintos. You hit the bumper and they blow up. Nobody wants Ford Pintos.
Right. So how do
strong encryption.
But
the
how do we do encryption? How do we make sure it doesn't bollocks everything up?
Well, you can do it in a way that doesn't slow you down. You can even get a hard drive that says comes with built-in encryption. And if you are the only one with the password to that hard drive on your laptop or desktop, it's always running. It only is unencrypted while you're...
So I have a solid-state hard drive on my Lenovo, a T540P, okay? That's my workhorse.
Yes.
Can I add that kind of encryption to that solid-state hard drive?
Well, the best thing to do is to go get a copy of TrueCrypt version 6 or earlier. Don't get the new one.
Right.
TrueCrypt.org. You can encrypt the whole hard drive. You can create a folder that's encrypted. You can do an encrypted USB stick, so if you lose it, no one knows what's on it.
So what did you say about the new one? Don't get the new one?
Yeah, some three-letter agency wasn't happy with the strength of the new one.
So what did you say? What was the version?
Version 6 or earlier is pretty amazing.
All right. So you can put that on your hard drive. What about encrypting email, though? That was another thing you mentioned in the previous segment. Doesn't that slow things down? Isn't that a lot of trouble?
Not really. Computers are so fast now. The encryption's 128 to 256 bit. Your CPU is 64 bit nowadays, so it's pretty fast. You can get 7 zip for Windows. You can get Open PGP for your email. PGP means
where do I get where do I get the encryption? Who do I buy it from?
Well, OpenPGP is free, or you can buy it from PGP.
Okay.
So there's a commercial version, there's a free version.
Does it work if both people are not on encryption?
So you'll send me an email that's encrypted, and it'll have a little link or something that says, "Gary, if you don't have the right decryption stuff, you can't read the file, you can't read the email."
So that doesn't work if I send it to my customer and they don't have it.
Exactly.
It just makes them mad. That's my point.
Start using encryption.
That's my
and then
point.
We'll never get hacked.
I know. But that's what I'm getting at is this is one of the reasons why a lot of us play a little bit of a dangerous game here. But it's just it is astonishing though, isn't it, that encryption is not mainstream.
Exactly. And by the way, guess how many records have been breached in America? We're talking about name, address, social security, date of birth, credit card info. Guess how many?
Trillions.
Well, there's 330 million people living here, 930 million records so far, not including the billion Yahoo breach. The Yahoo breach is more about email. This is about PII, personally identifiable information.
Wow.
So we've all lost our identity almost three times in this country.
Wow.
We are a target.
So you're saying there's nobody out there, just because you haven't been breached or you haven't been hit yet, so to speak, doesn't mean that they don't know who you are, where you live, and what you like to eat for supper.
Well, you got it. In fact, 75% of organizations who answered a survey admitted that they didn't know they were breached until some professionals came in and used some tools, and their antivirus wasn't catching the malware. You could be infected and not know it until it's too late, when your bank account's drained or your credit card's acting funny and you have to get a new one.
You got to get antivirus, folks, even if it's not perfect. You got to train your people not to click on things, why they shouldn't, what the good stuff looks like. You got to train them in that. And I guess use encryption to the degree that you can, right?
You got it. Strong encryption. If they steal a record they can't read, it's worthless to them. But if they can read it, they sell it on the black market.
I do like your idea of
$10 a record.
I do like the idea of encrypting your hard drive. If the bad guys see that kind of protection, that's what makes him go away to an easier mark, right?
You got it. TJ Maxx, biggest breach in history, cost them $225 million in damages, was easy. The soup Nazi hacker sat in the parking lot of Marshall's in Miami and hacked into their open, unencrypted wireless and stole 100 million credit cards.
That's another thing, to encrypt your wireless connection.
You got it.
Yep. These are things that if they see it, the bad guys, especially for little companies, right, they're going to go away. They're lazy. They don't want to work that hard, right?
No, and if the little company doesn't take the right measures, they can go out of business just from one breach. The
can you help people?
Tremendous.
If people need you to help them, can you do it?
We have some free tools and tips and ideas off of our site.
Snoopwall.com. Hey, Gary, will you come back another day?
Would love to, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.